Save big money when you shop at Menards. Transform your home in one weekend with exterior wood stain and sealer from Dutch Boy. It provides one coat protection on decks, fences, siding, and outdoor furniture. It repels rain after just 4 hours of application. That means quicker results, saving you both time and money. Our knowledgeable team is ready to help bring your dreams to life, 1 gallon at a time. Stop by your local Menards today.
In the middle of a round of It's My List. Too much agreement on these lists so far.
Honestly.
No, like, one's gotten their feelings hurt.
I've been surprised that of all the things said, 9 things have been said so far, and I agreed with all of them, and only one of them did I have.
Which one did you have?
Maitland, when she said word art. Things that are written on the walls where it says pantry. It's like, yeah, I couldn't figure that. That's where you keep your cans and stuff like that. Or laundry. It's like, yeah, I can tell because of the washer and dryer in that room.
I have two signs with words in my house.
That's an appropriate amount.
What are the words?
Neither says live, laugh, love. In case you're one, I don't remember, and the other one is the one that Steve's wife made for us.
Okay, so one that is very meaningful, and the other one is what? What is the other one?
Garbage art from from someplace.
No. The one
that say Pistons.
No, well, there is one. Yeah,
or Bad Boys.
No, the one that Steve's wife made just says you are smart, you are strong, you are kind, and it's in the hallway for the boys.
Oh,
because I always say that to them.
That's nice
when I mean it. So not as often.
Okay.
Just kidding. All right. I'm going to go next. Number one, if you have Lego things that you put together on your mantle or as decorations, or as I saw once, a Millennium Falcon on the kitchen counter with acrylic over it as a display,
wow.
That is tacky.
What a terrible place to put that.
Yeah. I don't like, I mean,
big.
I don't want the toaster up there because unless you have the unlimited counter space.
Okay. Yeah. What if you have that, but it's in your man cave or your
den?
Game room.
Totally
den.
Different.
Yeah. That's fine.
Totally different. Two, too many animals mounted. Now, I have no problem with the big buck head you got or a couple of them, but I remember looking at a house one time where that was up for sale, and I went in there, and it was like the death museum. Nothing but dead animals stuck to the walls, and
yes.
a bear on a rod standing in the corner going, "Roar, my belly's got shot." It was so tacky and so gross.
Do you remember when I showed you the video where I was doing something at my ex-husband's house and y'all realized that I lived inside of Cabela's, essentially?
Yes, you did.
There were so many dead animals everywhere.
Number three.
They get so dusty.
Anyone who decorates their house anywhere inside with the town they live in, like my city, and it says, like if you just write the name on the wall or if you've got a photo of the skyline, or, hey, everyone, I'm from where you are. Ooh, look at me. I'm so clever.
Hey, Freebeer, have you ever been to Kelly's house?
No, I have not.
Well, that's so crazy. These things that you're saying. Because I definitely don't have any of that. Or like a big metal sign that in cursive says Grand Rapids.
Do you forget where you live?
It's beautiful.
It
okay,
is.
It's so pretty.
I do like that sign.
Thank you very much.
Yeah.
Maybe nice. The city should put it up because it's the city.
Do you think the city has a sign up that says Kelly?
I also have it.
Do you have one for the county and one for the state, too?
I have one of the skyline with the coordinates of the city underneath it.
Okay. All right. That's cool.
And then in my office, I have multiple Atlanta signs from where I previously lived.
Yeah, that's the hard part about moving. You got to throw away all your city decor.
Okay. Well, that one's personal. So you're back to not hurt my feelings.
I mean, I was going to say angel decor, but no, I'd rather have that than the name of the town you'd like. Ooh, is that the tallest building and you're not tall downtown? Ooh, what is that, 25 stories? My goodness, the penis on the plains. Let's go. Hot wings?
Yes.
You're next.
Okay.
How you feeling, Kelly?
Good. Feeling great.
One of mine, I guess I'll... it was kind of like yours, Freebeer, so I won't use it, but I just encompassed like two of the things you said.
Okay.
Which was basement decor on the main floor.
Yeah.
Sports memorabilia, car posters, animal heads, Legos, model cars. All cool for a basement if you have a theme. But if you walk into somebody's house and see all that, it's like, oh, God.
Like, if the living room coffee table is a tire you got when you saw Dale Jarrett win the Daytona 500 and you got his tire.
It better be
tight. Cool.
Yeah, that one might be cool.
Wait, do you have
like,
that?
Well, actually,
I don't have that, but I've considered it.
Shut up. That is tacky basement decor.
I mean, maybe.
In Maitland's maximist gift shop house decorating plan. It's like walking into Cracker Barrel.
Hellings, what about like the coffee table that is an old engine?
I think if it's done nicely, that could look cool. Because to me, engine parts are artwork.
That is so tacky. That's
the stupidest thing I've heard all day.
But I haven't even gotten to my list yet. Let me get to my list.
Then stop saying stupid things that we need to yell at you
for. Let me get to my list.
Car parts are beautiful.
Okay. All right. Now, I could...
I whacked it to a carburetor.
Honestly, I could encompass this at everything that Donald Trump likes is tacky.
Well, the gold.
But I'm going to narrow it down. Anything made of marble. Marble floors, backsplashes, fireplace surrounds. Marble is super tacky, like really high polished stone. And especially if you do too much of it. Like if you go
like
into a kitchen.
Like in a mausoleum.
Yeah, like if you go into somebody's kitchen, and this would apply to granite too, but if you have like countertops, fine. It's when it's like the big thick backsplashes that go all the way up the wall and it's down the sides of the cabinets. Mm-hmm. And it's just like when you walk in and I see shiny polished stone. Like, this is so tacky.
Mm-hmm.
It just feels, because it feels like a museum. So it doesn't feel warm at all. Highly polished metals, gold, brass, chrome, like brushed metals or subtle metals are all great.
Yeah. The ones you can leave your fingerprints on, I don't like it.
Yeah.
No.
Right?
No. So, yeah, highly polished metal, anything. You've got a chrome lamp and you've got brass door handles and you go, yeah, gross.
You got to at least match your metals.
And then... Boy, I'm going to go with animal print anything, specifically like rugs and pillows, though.
That's the perfect thing to be animal printed.
No,
yeah, if you're a stripper.
It's not. It's not. If you have, if
like
you
strippers.
Have, yeah, exactly. If you do cocaine.
So do I.
If you do
I don't want to decorate my house like a strip club.
If you do cocaine in the 80s, you should have a white leather couch with a zebra pillow on
Maitland,
it.
Do you sleep in a Ferrari bed?
A sweet Ferrari bed.
You don't like the cowhide rugs?
Those no.
are cool.
Are you
I
serious?
Love them. Hell yeah, I'm serious. I love them. My ex took mine mm-hmm. when they left like years and years no. and years ago.
Oh,
and
good.
I was
playing the
pissed.
Silver lining game.
I was so pissed. I love that thing. Oh, they look so cool.
You know where that looks cool? A dude ranch.
Yeah.
A regular house, tacky. Zebra rug,
really
tacky.
Goes with the bright lights of Grand Rapids. Good news, you have both on your wall.
Okay.
It really illuminates my cow rug.
That turquoise Grand Rapids sign is beautiful. And with a cowhide rug underneath it, it would pop up against my wallpapered wall.
So you've got kitschy Victorian dude ranch.
And actually,
yeah, actually, I do. And honestly, the more you talked about basement decor being on the wall, I realized I have instruments hanging on my wall, which is kind of basement decor.
It's not like but, it's right when you
no,
come in, though,
No, I don't
though,
think
right?
so. Not necessarily.
Oh, definitely is. Very first wall you see. The second wall is Grand Rapids.
But, Kelly, you have like a farmy instrument. If you had like an electric guitar on the wall, that's basement decor. But if you've got
you have an electric guitar on the wall too?
On the wall, that's farmy, and that is living room instruments.
Yep.
Do you have an electric guitar?
We have a ukulele, an electric guitar, and a banjo on the wall.
What is your theme? Things we don't farm or play.
Yeah, things I wish I knew how to do.
All right, we'll hear Tommy's next. So, Tommy, do you even have a list?
I have come to the conclusion I know nothing about interior design.
The reason I say it that way is at 25. Right?
Yeah.
But I'd have been like, I don't know, Tupperware that didn't come with deli meat in it.
Yeah, that's what I say to Hollings. Everything I own is like hand me down and patchwork.
Yeah, that's how it's supposed to be.
But
yeah.
I do have a list.
Okay. But
you
should
you
be able
it.
To recognize when it's still tacky.
I love tacky. I'm wearing a freaking fishing sweater on my right now.
Yeah, if that gets a hole in it, Kelly will make it a rug.